Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, August 8th. You'll be interested to know. 56 years ago today, in 1969, photographer Ian MacMillan captured the iconic image of the Beatles crossing Abbey Road in London, England. This photograph became the cover of their album, Abbey Road, symbolizing a pivotal moment in music history and leaving an enduring legacy in popular culture. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair this morning with knee-to-waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 3+ feet throughout the morning, offering decent conditions. Expect the winds to remain onshore at 5 to 7 mph, creating some minor bumps as the day progresses. Overall, it's a good morning for a session. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 2-foot incoming mid tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 14 seconds and the onshore wind is 5 mph. The first high tide Friday will be 4-foot a.m. with a 2-foot low tide. The nearshore GUI at Mission Bay West reads 72 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday through Monday features clean conditions with waist-to-chest high waves in the mornings, ideal for longboarders. Light winds shift to fair conditions by afternoon, while Sunday sees head-high sets tapering to chest-high later. Monday maintains solid swell with occasional overhead waves. Overall, expect manageable surf, but watch for choppy conditions on Monday afternoon as winds pick up. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 70 degrees with 5 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:42, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:09. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog this morning, clearing up to mostly sunny skies later, with a high near 78 and a light west breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with patchy fog returning, a low of 66 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog in the mornings, giving way to mostly sunny skies with highs around 78, then mostly cloudy nights with lows in the mid-60s through Tuesday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, strolling along the promenade on Avenida de la Playa in La Jolla Shores is a delightful experience for many San Diegans and tourists. Visitors appreciate the worry-free environment and lack of traffic. Locals value the outdoor seating options, especially in the post-COVID era. However, the future of this car-free street, closed between El Paseo Grande and Calle de la Plata, remains uncertain as the City of San Diego's special events permit expires on August 9th. The city is collaborating with the La Jolla Shores Business Association to secure a permanent permit, vital for businesses like Sushi Mori, which benefits from increased outdoor dining. Meanwhile, plans are in review to create new parking spaces near Kellogg Park, addressing concerns about parking availability. Now on to sports. As the NFL preseason kicks off, teams must adapt to 4 significant rule changes for 2025. First, touchbacks will now be at the 35-yard line, encouraging more returns. Next, onside kicks can be attempted at any point, as long as the team is trailing. The Leap will also implement Sony's Hawkeye technology for electronic first down measurements, while retaining the chain gang for backups. Replay Assist can now overturn additional penalties, and both teams will have guaranteed possessions in regular season overtime. In local sports, the Padres were off last night, but tonight they face the Boston Red Sox at Petco Park for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Nick Pivetta, with an 11-3 record and a 2.73 earned run average, goes against Walker Buehler, 6-6, with a 5.74. First pitch is at 6:40 under cloudy skies and 75 degrees. In top news, a pilot believes he may have discovered Amelia Earhart's lost plane using Google Earth. Justin Myers, inspired by a documentary about Earhart's final flight, examined anomalies near Nikumaroro Island. He compared these findings with the Lockheed Electra 10E's measurements and observed what appeared to be aircraft debris, including a radial engine. Despite his efforts to present his findings to various institutions, including the National Transportation Safety Board and the Australian Transport Safety Bureau, he has received little response. Myers remains hopeful, stating, "If this is not Amelia's Electra 10E, then it's the answer to another mystery." In business news, companies are increasingly merging their human resources and information technology departments under a single leader, driven by the rise of artificial intelligence. A survey from NextThink reveals that 64% of senior IT decision makers anticipate this integration within 5 years. Tracy Franklin, Chief People and Digital Technology Officer at biotech company Moderna, oversees both functions, emphasizing a new approach that blends technology with workforce planning. Similarly, Fabio Sattolo, Chief People and Technology Officer at Cavision, advocates for a unified vision to enhance employee development and technology adaptation. Experts warn, however, that merging these distinct skill sets could dilute essential expertise. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% for the week to about $117,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just over $3,900. And XRP is up 11% to $3.34. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Artificial intelligence is transforming the consulting landscape, and McKinsey is feeling the pressure. With AI capable of analyzing information and creating polished presentations in mere seconds, the firm is undergoing a significant shift. Global managing partner Bob Sternfels noted that AI is now a central topic in board meetings, influencing client interactions, hiring practices, and project selection. McKinsey has deployed thousands of AI agents to assist consultants, leading to a reduction in workforce from approximately 45,000 to 40,000. As consulting firms adapt, the demand for traditional strategy advice is declining, signaling a new era in the industry. And in entertainment news, My Mother's Wedding is a heartwarming family dramedy featuring Scarlett Johansson and Sienna Miller as sisters navigating a complicated family gathering. Directed by Kristin Scott Thomas, the film tells the story of three daughters uniting for their mother's third wedding, unveiling deep-seated emotional struggles and past dramas. Despite the touching performances, particularly from Johansson and Miller, the film occasionally gets bogged down in exposition, making it feel uneven. While it captures the essence of familial bonds and memories, it ultimately struggles to deliver a coherent emotional punch, leaving audiences yearning for more depth. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Dennis Waitley. And he said, "Change the changeable, accept the unchangeable, and remove yourself from the unacceptable." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.